Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mughal. Everyone is well this evening. Today's show, I'm calling Starting a New Chapter. I've talked about that before in my blogs and on this podcast, but I chose to talk about it again because you can't start over too many times. You can't have a new beginning too many times. And I recently had another new beginning. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. I started to think about starting a new chapter again, and what that means and what that involves. In the past, and even now, when I start something new, especially something really life-changing, a lot of inspiration in looking at immigrants and what they've done. I come from a family of immigrants. We've moved around so much in the past few years as a family, starting with my great-great-grandfather, Tasim, who came from what was then India to Africa. I believe it was the late 1800s. He started a new chapter. He and his brother, they started a new chapter. They were blacksmiths, and they were invited by the British to build the railroad in East Africa. So they both saw, being businessmen, being skilled craftsmen and businessmen, they both saw opportunity, and they took it. And not only did they take it, they ran with it. They ran all the way to another country. And not just another country, they ran to another continent. They packed up their families and went to an entire new continent. Continent that they didn't know much about, but they had fire in their bellies and they saw an opportunity and they went. They didn't think about things like language and culture, not too much. They had that old school mentality that if you decide to do something, you fucking do it. You don't get scared. You find whatever it is you need inside of you and you go do it. No fear. Or if you have fear, you rise above it and you don't show it. Now, I'm not sure if I agree with every single one of those propositions, but I do like the idea of just having that goal in mind. And of course, as always, I forgot to tell you that you can call in, and let me give you the number to do so if you decide to. The guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. Again, that number is 323-642-1775. I guess I either give you the call-in number or I forget to give it to you. That's something I got to work on. But I find it amusing that I have it right in front of me to do that and I still skip over it. Oh, well. Anyway, getting back to my great-great-grandfather and his trailblazing ways. He's very much an inspiration because, like I said, he packed up an entire family and went to an entirely new continent and started his life all over again and started generations of my family in East Africa, in Kenya and also Uganda. Not too many generations, but generations were started there. And it's such a daunting idea to me to do all of that, to pack up your family and just go to a place you've never really been to. You're not that familiar with the culture. The culture's different, and you don't really know the language. Now, of course, English is common in a lot of places, and especially if you were a British colony, the common language was English, and everyone knew English. Different places, especially immigrants that come to the U.S., they don't know any English. So not only do you have to navigate life, which can be challenging by itself in a place that you know with a language that you know, it gets even more complicated when you go somewhere and you don't know the language and you don't know the culture. So to me, that's very daunting. But people do it every day, not just in this country. They do it in Europe. They do it in Asia. They do it in Australia. They do it all of the time, and they find a way. Now, why do they do it? They follow the direction that life is taking them in. That's scary, too, sometimes. But people do it all of the time. And getting back to my great-great-grandfather, he did it. Then maybe 100 years later, his grandson did it. My grandfather actually was forced to leave Uganda to go to England. So now you're going to another completely new continent. And you're trying to figure that out. Then, a few years after that, the rest of my family started scattering. They started going to Canada, the U.S., England. So I have family in all three of those places because people either chose to start a new chapter, or in the case of my father, were forced to start a new chapter. He got kicked out of the country by Idi Amin because he was Indian. So imagine that too, that extra layer, when you're not leaving your country by choice, you're being forced to. So you're being forced to start a new chapter, and that's the situation that my father found himself in. He was forced to start a new chapter. He was forced to start a new chapter with a wife and 7 kids because yours truly was not born yet. So I don't know anything about that. I didn't experience that. But when I was born and I was growing up, I saw a lot of what he had to deal with. Now, just imagine that, too. When you're in a situation that you did not intentionally choose, and you have to start all over again. So imagine how daunting that is, too. And all of the possibilities that come in your head, all of the things that could go wrong. But you do it. Now, the reason I bring all this up and I'm talking about immigrants and the people in my family is because I take great inspiration from immigrants and the immigrants in my family who had the balls to do what they did. Now, in my mind, if you can do that in the circumstances that some of them do it in, then I can switch careers in my 40s. I can move to a different state, for Christ's sake, in my 40s. I'm not moving. I didn't move to another country. I didn't move to another continent where I wasn't familiar with the culture. I moved to another state, and it took me 20 years to even do that. So I say all that to say I don't have it, but it took me longer to find the bravery that my ancestors already had. Or in my father's case, the bravery that was forced upon him. So I look at all of that when I started the chapter, and I think to myself, when people in those circumstances, in even worse circumstances, can start a new chapter and thrive, I can do the same thing. And I've done it. I've done it. I've changed direction a few times in my life, and I have thrived. And the way that I did it was just deciding that, not waiting another 20 years to do what I know in my heart I need to do. For 20 years, I knew in my heart I needed to leave Pennsylvania. But so much came in the way, distracted me, took me in different directions and caused me to stay there. Reminds me of Paulo Coelho quote, one day you will wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things you've always wanted. Do it now. So that's my thinking. Now is the time. Now is the time to do the things that you want to do. That's kind of how I guide myself through that. Now is just the time. I'm not waiting another 20 years. Now, I've talked about before that change from moving to Pennsylvania to Georgia, giving up teaching to become a writer. Recently, another chapter, because when I decided to be a writer, I knew I still loved education, and I wanted to find ways to still have my hand in it in some way, shape, or form. Even if I wasn't in the classroom full time, I just love education, so I wanted to be a part of it. I thought maybe I can tutor, maybe I can teach college, or something along those lines. Recently, I had the opportunity for tutoring, and I went to see what it was all about, and the company I went to, I did tutoring session, and I'm sitting there, and I'm doing this tutoring session, and I'm realizing that it's not the same for me anymore. It's not the same feeling I had when I was standing in front of a classroom teaching. It's not the same feeling I had when I used to work one-on-one with kids and help them. Now, mind you, it was a simulation and I was working with an adult, but it just wasn't the same. My heart was not in it the way it once was. And then I realized, I got in my car and I realized, you know, Asmina, you can't blend these two chapters. That chapter of teaching is really over for you. And I had to pause over that. I had to stop and mull that over, because I thought to myself, holy shit, I spent 17 years of my life, over 17 years of my life in that field. I'm pretty damn good at it. I am. I'm a great educator. I have a gift for it. I have a gift for finding the way that you learn and teaching you the way you need to be taught. I have a gift for that. Whether you speak the same language as me or not, I have a gift for that. But I find now I don't have the heart for it that I once had. So here begins another chapter of strictly writing, because that's what my spirit wants me to do. And that really is the main foundation, the main, the new chapter. You have to follow what your spirit tells you to do. To pay attention to what your inner being, your spirit, your soul, whatever you want to call it, you have to pay attention to what that being wants to do, that part of you wants to do. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And there are a lot of questions surrounding starting a new chapter. And those questions can be concerning. Those questions can be frightening. But when your spirit is leading away, all of that fades. It has to. It just has to. You have to follow that call of your spirit. And if it means starting a new chapter, your support to start that new chapter is your spirit. Plain and simple. If you're following your spirit, you're following your bliss, you're following your passion, whatever you want to call it, that's what's going to get you through. And that is what is going to have all the doubts and fears dwindle away. Your spirit, the call of your spirit and what you want to do. That I'm sure of. Buddha said, no matter how hard the past, you can always begin again. And that's so true. It was true of my ancestors. It's true of me. It's true of anybody. If you like what you have heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon. If you would like to read my Behind and Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SaminaKMogul.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.